Satellites. Satellites, thousands of them are overhead, and that number is increasing all the time. The problem is we know next to nothing about a lot of the satellites, thus we don't know what they are capable of even when we are told what they do, because we don't know if we are getting the entire story, or if what we are told is true. We can assume there are a lot of spy satellites up there and have been since the beginning of the space race, and here is where I throw a wrench into what I said, because there is a satellite which was spotted far before we ever were able to launch satellites, and it is called the Black Knight, and the theory is it was put up by aliens. There is also an alternate theory which states a very advanced race which has disappeared from the Earth put it into orbit. They supposedly launched it to keep an eye on our development after they left. There doesn't seem to be any way to take it down since it disappears for long periods of time then reappears. There has been talk in the last 10 years or so going around which states there are now satellites in orbit which can read our thoughts. Our brains put out a weak signal which can be picked up by our medical machines, but the question is, could there be a satellite which has the capability of detecting these signals? We know science has made great leaps in discovering what we are thinking by discovering what parts of the brain detect activity. They can even show photos of what we thought about. If this technology is admitted to and appears in science magazines, could there be secret projects which are able to take this much further? As crazy as this sounds, it is certainly a possibility. We see what the satellites Google Earth uses are capable of, and these are just commercial satellites. Can you imagine what a top secret military satellite would be capable of photographing? Years ago, we had secret satellites which were capable of photographing an object just a couple of inches in size. This is before software is applied which can make things even better. Something is happening with spy satellites, and that something is they are getting cheaper and their photo capabilities are getting better. New spy satellites have the capability of not only taking incredible photos, but also doing it in the dark. A cheap system which can do this is called synthetic aperture radar, or SAR. Not only does it take photos in the dark, it also takes them through cloud cover or other hindering conditions. There are satellites which are only 2 feet on a side or less which have this capability. A company named ICEYE is launching these small satellites. ICEYE is a Finnish company and has become Finland's first commercial satellite company. A secret Russian satellite has been making some strange moves in space and has some people worried. It has been determined the satellite is a prototype of a Russian weapon which is being designed to shoot down satellites. Russia has denied this is a weapon, but there are probably satellites like this being tested by Russia, the United States and China. It is interesting to note there are now systems being tested which do not rely on satellites for determining position or communications. I think every country realized if there was a war, one of the first things that would happen would be the other side trying to knock out communications and navigation. Both Russia and the United States have announced they can now navigate without the help of satellites if they have to. If spy satellites were only used to take photos and perhaps listen to communications, would we need the many hundreds we have in orbit? We know as technology improves, more capable satellites are being launched, and the old ones remain in orbit for the most part until their orbits decay and they burn up as they head back to Earth or crash. It does seem, however, spy satellites are doing other things besides taking photos and listening to what we say on the phone. Are there satellites capable of zeroing in on a person in the streets and listening to what he says and recording it? Some people say no, but some think the answer is they zero in on electronic equipment being used. Have we launched satellites around moons and planets? Let's start with the moon. There are several satellites orbiting it we know about. We know there are 3 satellites from NASA orbiting the moon. 2 are named Artemis for acceleration, reconnection, turbulence and electrodynamics of the moon's interaction with the sun. Wow, that was a NASA mouthful. Another is NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, and the last one is the Chinese Chang 5T1. An Indian satellite was lost years ago and it is said it was found orbiting the moon. It was named Chandrayaan-1. I don't know if it is operational. There could be more, especially in this day of microsatellites, which would be very hard to see. Optical glare from the moon makes it almost impossible to look for unknown satellites orbiting the moon. It has been said as of February 2018 there were 14 satellites orbiting Mars. They are Mars 2 Soviet, Mars 3 Soviet, Mariner 9 US, Mars 5 Soviet, Viking 1 US, Viking 2 US, Phobos 2 Soviet, Mars Global Surveyor US, Mars Odyssey US, Mars Express East SA, Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter US, Mars Orbiter Mission, MOM, India, Mars Atmosphere and Volatile Evolution, MAVEN, US, ExoMars Trace Gas Orbiter ESA and Russia. It is said we don't actively track inactive orbiters and some may not be in orbit anymore. It has been said some of these orbiters have taken some very interesting photos of UFOs, but I guess we will never know about that. There is a possibility there are artificial satellites which were launched from Earth and are orbiting many objects in our solar system. We know many probes were sent to Venus by both the US and Soviet Union. We never hear much about orbiting satellites when it comes to Venus, but that doesn't mean there are none. The same is true for the other planets in our solar system. We know we have sent probes past many of the planets and the Sun. There is so much secrecy, one has to wonder if by now we have satellites in place around all the planets. We will never get all the info on what is going on, which means we are sometimes reduced to making educated guesses.